Good morning, and welcome to your 13th meditation. When you set a goal, how do you do it? Do you just tell yourself privately that you're going to do something? Do you write it down? Do you tell a friend in order to have someone to whom you're accountable? Do you develop a timeline and a plan for carrying it out? Unsurprisingly, the more effort you put into conceiving the how of your goal, the more likely you'll be to achieve it. For some of us, all that planning and forethought can seem daunting and intimidating, sometimes so much so that we abandon our goal before we've even started pursuing it. But there's good news. Arguably, the most important part of seeing a goal through to the end requires very little forethought and planning at all. And it's really just too simple to be daunting. So what is this magical goal maker? It's regularity. Just think, if you want to learn Spanish, that goal is going to seem abstract and therefore unattainable until you simply start practicing Spanish every day. Your goal shifts from the amorphous, "I want to learn Spanish," to the very concrete, "I have to practice my Spanish today." Rather than being a big, scary life goal, it's become just another item on your daily checklist. And as you know, if you do something every day for long enough, it becomes a habit, and you come to miss it if it's not there. But it's not even necessary to think that far down the line. Whatever the activity is, just go ahead and insert it into your daily or weekly routine, as the case may be, and don't worry too much about the outcome. In fact, you can even stop thinking about it as a goal at all, and just focus on each day, one at a time, unconcerned with how quickly or slowly you're progressing, or how far along you'll be by a given date, but just relishing in the daily feeling of fulfillment and accomplishment that it brings you. This way of thinking will also help you live more in the moment, enjoy whatever it is you're doing more, and so be happier generally. Now, a couple of tips for getting started that you may have heard before, but that bear repeating. Start small. Most of us can't imagine opening a 2-hour window in our daily routine for some new activity, so don't try it. Better to have short, focused sessions where you're totally engaged for the duration, even if that duration is just 5 minutes. Next tip, have a specific time in the day that you dedicate to this new skill. If setting a specific time each day seems too rigid to you, then connect your new activity with another activity that's already part of your daily routine. For example, I practice knitting on my lunch break. Or, I read history after brushing my teeth each night. Or, I work out after breakfast. This way, habitual activities can serve as organic reminders to you to do your new activity, and it also ensures that you have a space carved out in the day to do them. Remember that however long-term your goals are, it's daily practice that allows you to realize them. So whatever your goal may be, you can forget it. Just focus on the activity. Make it a habit and enjoy it. Keep it up. You're doing great. Have a wonderful day. This podcast was brought to you by Odium.